Blog Talk Radio.
With Truth Be Told, your hump day cure on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. We got an interesting show ready for y'all tonight. Hey, check y'all girl out at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page at TruthBeTold_DHR at Twitter. Or you know we go hard 7 days a week here at Dollhouse Radio. So check out the whole Dollhouse Radio family at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. And make sure you check us out at dollhouseradio.com and take a look at those promo packages. If you get one, let them know Truth Be Told sent you. But, hey, where the other two-thirds of this demo going? You know what I'm saying? I know Floss the Boss is running a little behind, but real Mr. Timer, what it do, baby? Where you at?
Fuck, nah. Did she just say the other two-thirds didn't hold up? I know Floss the Boss. Get the fuck out of here. What's up, Miss STL? Hey, yo.
What's up, boo?
Blocker. Hey, yo, it's the real Mr. Time in the motherfucking building. Hit me up at the real Mr. Time on Twitter. Definitely check me out. Shoot me an email at STLOUISMOBSTER314@gmail.com. That's St. Louis Mobster at 314@gmail.com. What's good?
Hey, man, ain't nothing to it but to do what you did. And we definitely got to say happy 50th birthday to the Arch. The Arch turned 50 years old today, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, you know what I'm saying? That's a people come from all around to see it. It's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, it's going down, you know what I'm saying? They was downtown partying today, you know what I'm saying? Had a lot of venues going on down there. So got to salute that. Big ups, Arch, the Big 5-0, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful landmark, beautiful. Not just saying that because I'm from the Lou. You did anything like that, you know, I'm not just saying that or anything. It really is awesome. But,
yes.
But in that time, what's going on with you, baby?
Shit, no doubt about it. The Arch is definitely something to see. Shit, I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. To tell you the truth, I always just, you know what I'm saying, marveled at the fact that, you know, thinking about the Arch being in the city that I was born and raised in. And, hey, man, it's a feeling to hold on to. It's kind of like for those born in NYC when it comes to the Statue of Liberty. You know what know what I'm saying? I know when they look at the Statue of Liberty, they think about, like, man, I wouldn't want to be born nowhere. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. Yeah, I'm saying.
Right, right. So, you hear me?
Yeah, you know what it is. Shit, but, shit, all's well, man. You know what I'm saying? Long motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Trying to, you know what I'm saying? Need to leave that hole alone to get my mind right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm slow motion, but slow motion. They say it's slow motion better than no motion. So you know what
it is. You got that right. Hey, I want to send rest in peace, man. You know what I'm saying, to the head coach of the Timberwolves. You know what I'm saying, passed away. You know what I'm saying, from cancer. You know what I'm saying, definitely gonna be. You know what I'm saying, missed. Huh?
Yeah, Flip Saunders, great man, hell of a guy.
Great man, right. So definitely gotta, you know what I'm saying, tip your hat to that. You know what I'm saying. He, you know, did a lot of big things, and you know, he'll be missed.
Yeah, everybody know what it is. Flip Saunders definitely a great guy. Shit, cool ass white dude. You know what I'm saying. From what I can see on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying, he's somebody like Greg Popovich. He's one of those guys. Just got that cool. Coolness about him. Flip is a little more laid back than old Pop, but Pop that deal too. But yeah, shout out to Flip Saunders' family and his NBA family as well. You know what I'm saying? During this time of bereavement. So yeah, so Flossy Boss is supposed to be in here, you know, somewhere within the next half. You know what I'm saying? Half hour or so. So you know what I'm saying? We're waiting for his arrival.
He's
waiting on his arrival. So. You know, ran a little bit behind schedule, but he's supposed to touch down, you know?
Okay, I got an incident real quick, Tommy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, was Royalty didn't show up, right? Or
who?
Royalty didn't show up, right? No announcements, right?
I have no idea, you know what I'm saying? But there's no announcements. You throwing me off with that there. But no, no announcements. But let's take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you threw me off with that Royalty. What? But you know what it is, Miss SCS. Shit, let's get into some big rings because I know you watched that game yesterday, that basketball game with defending champions, went against the New Orleans Hornets, and they received a championship ring. So it only seems appropriate to bump this split star Busta Rhymes and Buzz Calhoun big rings.
Let's get it.
There you go.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now, I can fuck shit up again until a dance starts.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks. Can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting, and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look what we be starting. Till you niggas get it right. Bottles full of arson. Sorry, niggas need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind. Disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling to the Dillinger. 40 karat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball. You would think I play ball. Watch me do my thing, I'm like Gold Bucks McDonald, all these carrots in my ring, Sierra Leone stones, that cost a small fortune, but it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings, they never seen me and my team, we getting cream and looking so clean, you would think I was a player, Jabob, dude, Kareem, hitting bands fast, as part of my routine, yeah, you would think I play ball, the way I do this, I'm all the way I do this, I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip, mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas, they thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but cow, so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think
think I play ball for these big rings? You would think I play ball for these big rings? You would think I play ball for these big rings? Ball for these big rings? I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rockin' iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Dr. Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm a hit, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in the cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shitting, you can catch me in the club. With my diamonds so loud, DJ can't play light. Nigga, turn your shit down. I ring like Dubai, hard to buy. You cops are going here, damn, least you try. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money. Mr. Lewis.
Yeah, that was right there. That was Split Stars featuring Busta Rhymes, Big Rings. Hey, if y'all just now touching down with us, you rocking with Truth Be Told on Dial House Radio. Make sure you hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hey, make sure you press that 1. Otherwise, we don't know you want to talk. We see you out there, but if you got something to say, push that 1. Hey, real Mr. Timer, you know, I'm not exempt from giving out awards. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Hold up. That song was played once again for the Golden State Warriors, the 2014-2015 NBA champions. You know what I'm saying? If you've seen them championship rings for that Golden State team, you know them motherfuckers on bling, bling, bling. Them bitches is bad. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, my dude, Stephen Curry, the man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, the trigger man. They can't fuck with him. You hear me? I predicted
the trigger,
they was
gonna
win. I predicted they was gonna win, you know what I'm saying? So I predict they definitely gonna win one within the next 5 years, and it took about 3-4, because I think, you know, when Mark Jackson picked them up, you know what I'm saying, when he was their head coach, I hate they got rid of him, then they brought in Steve Kerr, you know, salute to him. He got his 7th ring, you know what I'm saying, one without Jordan. But, yeah.
Yeah, to throw that in.
No, I think Steve Kerr, I think, got 3 rings. That would be his 4th now. So, big shout out to him. So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I'm just waiting on Miami to do their thing and get them a ring. You hear me? Talking about Miami Dolphins now. You know, my predictions. You know, I predict certain shit. Hey, I can tell this guy all day, baby, it's on so many different fronts.
I ain't fucking with him. Damn.
Yeah, you ain't got to. You ain't got to. You want the people jump on the bandwagon when they win it. When they start, when they win that championship, then everybody be on their team. There ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't messed with them since Marino.
Couldn't nobody mess with them since Marino, because shit, Marino was, they didn't have a quarterback up until now. Tannehill the man. He just need the right coach, you know what I'm saying, and the right pieces in play. But Tannehill the man. Shit, it only take me a minute to watch him. May take a couple games and may not, but shit, he the man. Trust me, they finally got a quarterback. I'm happy because I think everybody loved Miami when Marino was there. Shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit, did you watch any other games? Because I know you be trying to act like you into these sports and shit. You don't know nothing.
Hey, man, you know, SEL be having to bust down moves, though. I've been busting down moves. You know, I ain't catch it. I didn't even see it, but it was all good, man.
Take care
of business, baby.
Shit, Chicago and fucking Cleveland last night. Cleveland visited Chicago. President Obama touched down to watch his favorite basketball team play, Chicago Bulls. I said Bears. So, shit, and they didn't disappoint them, you know what I'm saying? LeBron didn't put it down like he was supposed to, but you know what it is. So, it's crazy.
I ain't even no big basketball fan, but it's on my bucket list to see a Bulls game just off GP of Jordan. Even though he ain't even with him no more, just off that man alone, it's on my bucket list to see a Bulls game.
Buccaneers.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
What did you say?
I'm just saying. Hey,
What about the Bulls game?
No, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I said just off GP of Jordan. Even I know he, you know, I know he's not an active player, but just off GP of him and how much I love me some Jordan, it's on my bucket list to see a Bulls game. Bucket list to see a Bulls game.
If you really want to support Jordan, man, go see a Charlotte Hornets game. You might get a chance to see Jordan for real. Yeah, but that's the house Jordan built. You know what I'm saying? You want to go out there and take a picture with that
exactly.
statue.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
Man, yeah, the Bulls game is, hey, I think everybody deep down, it's kind of like the Cowboys. Everybody love the Bulls deep down. They can't deny it. Shit. Just like everybody love the Cowboys. So, it is what it is. I get you on that one. I wouldn't mind going to see the players that's up there right now, though. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean. D. Rose, I mean, right now, I don't know, with D. Rose and getting caught up in that situation with a girl, you know what I'm saying, claimed that him and his partners, you know what I'm saying, assaulted her, raped her, violated her and whatnot. You know, she's asking for $21.5 million. They just dropped that today, you know. So I don't know how that's going to play out, you know what I'm saying, trying to get that $21.5 million. I mean, shit, that's crazy. You know, I just really hope that shit that.
It's really sad because, you know what I'm saying, it's so many ways to distort and twist the story, you know what I'm saying? It could be a motherfucker. I mean, it's always motherfuckers out there looking for a lick, you know what I'm saying? And people see them kind of opportunities, but I feel like a lot of these players, you know what I'm saying, they need to not per se put themselves, you know, in a predicament. A lot of these cats, they be putting themselves in a predicament for all that, for somebody to come back and say that they, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
and after the whole cause thing, I don't put nothing past nobody to do nothing. So it's best just to lean back and just, you know what I'm saying, don't put yourself in a predicament.
They claimed it was consensual, and she claimed that
it wasn't.
Of course, you can't get around it when you're a celebrity. I mean, you know, most of these, you know, a lot of celebrity females' heads real messed up, but it's best to find the right one with their heads level, you know. And then, you know, the celebrity women, I'm sure they ain't no groupie for them cats because they probably sitting with more money than them. So, yeah, I said so. They ain't turning for money and tripping off of, opposed to dealing with these groupies like with, you know, Wayne, for instance, in that sex tape they got out of him smashing that chick raw. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying last week, shit, his stock done lower when it comes to, I'm sure, with the celebrity chicks, because he's smashing these chicks' voices. So, he ain't going to be able to smash them raw. I don't even think his baby mama even let him have that ass no more from after seeing that shit. So, I mean, it's fucked up. It's no way around it. I mean, we all can put ourselves in a fucked up position. D. Rose should have never, even if she said she would do it, they just let him know, leave that hoe alone, you know what I'm saying? He's better off going ahead and go to order him a escort from Vegas or something and have some fun that way.
Right.
You know, and shit. So, yeah, it's really fucked up. I hate that happened, but, yeah, she asking for motherfucking 21 mil.
Like you said, man, I would have bust out my black card and got me a little high price, you know, not even the black card, you know what I'm saying, don't leave no paper trail, you know what I'm saying, straight cash. Would have got me a little high price call girl and, you know, escort for the evening and, you know, call it a day, you know, because like I said, every time they try to do stuff like that, man, it doesn't have the best outcome. I say 8 out of 10 times, you know what I'm saying, she, you know, could or could not be crying wolf, but like I said, I don't put nothing past no am motherfucker, get it. So, hey.
Okay.
Good luck. I hope you beat that.
Well, whatever it is, I just, you know, I just, at the end of the day, I just hope, you know what I'm saying, it ain't true that, you know what I'm saying, that he would even, his
right.
name would be associated somewhere within some shit like that, with that word rape, you know what I'm saying, that's a total violation, you know, and that's anybody, but, you know, that'd really be terrible, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck it. If he was going to let his partners hit, then he shouldn't have been present. He should have just sent his partners. That's all I said. And sometimes
kind of
wonder
you
why
definitely
video
don't. You know what I'm saying? When you got that kind of dough, man, you ain't. It ain't a hood thing. You definitely don't need to be trying to have no train sessions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So fuck it. Let's go ahead and get into this Elias 420 somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into this LEG Old Flame and come back, and hopefully by that time, Floss the Boss been untouched down. You know, he is going to show, according to him. So we're going to see y'all. Then me and Miss STL asking to get into that real deal. But here we is, LEG, Old Flame. There you go.
Remember, it was summer, it was summer. When I met you, never hesitated. Didn't even phase you to come over, say what's up, and start a conversation. You were looking so good, and you know it. We exchanged numbers, you vacated the spot. Kept my cool all the while, freaking out. Next thing you know, you hit me up, and I declined you twice. But that's just how it goes now. I hit you up. Do you remember? That's when it started. When it all started, nothing was the same.
Of course, she was a Dollhouse Spotlight's artist and still is, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if y'all just not tuning in, you hear what Truth Be Told right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038, and see y'all out there. So if y'all got something to say and you want to chime it in with us, make sure you push that one. So what's up, Tima? What it do, baby?
Man. Hello.
Mhm.
Oh, yes.
You all right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit. Same shit, different toilet. You know what I'm saying? But
my shit.
Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Just the nerve of some people. Everybody want to play victim. Don't want to take ownership of the shit they do. You know what I'm saying? Then how the fuck can the motherfucker respect shit you ever say? That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, hey, we ain't got no reason to lie to kick it, man. The truth is the light. It's harder to tell the truth than it is to tell a motherfucking lie. You know what I'm saying? When you a real mother, sometimes it hurts to tell the truth, but truth hurts, but it works. That's my shit. You know what I'm saying? My saying. truth hurts, but it motherfucking...
They can't handle the truth.
Everybody wants to play victim, man. My middle finger's up. Hi, haters. Law as well, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm slow motion here. You know what I'm saying? Just dealing with some, man. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I need to drink good, smoke good. You know what I'm saying? Eat good. Shit, I smell good. God damn me. Shit. What's popping with this? Yeah, right with me. I grab this damn Budweiser brew bottle and pop this bitch.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I know it's getting close. First of all, are you going to any Halloween events? You know, it's getting close to the Halloween. Hope y'all ready out there, got your outfits ready and all that. No?
I've never been a motherfucker. I was one of them have-not kids. You know what I'm saying? I was one of them badass kids. I was a have-not because my ass was bad. You know what I'm saying? So at times, I didn't even have a motherfucking costume. I didn't even make one. You know, I'm one that nigga say, fuck it, I'm going to put a sheet over my head, cut some eyes, and make me, I didn't have a costume, so fuck it, I didn't have a motherfucking costume. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I ain't never really, you know what I'm saying, I ain't never really participated in that shit for real. You know what I'm saying? My people's Christians. You know what I'm saying? Not that they really had a problem with Halloween, because, you know, kids smile even more on Halloween. Shit. But, shit, fuck no.
Who ain't going to be happy about all that candy?
Man, I think I trick-or-treated all the way up to about 18. You know what I'm saying? Shit, go out there and get a little candy. Motherfuckers like, yeah, aren't you a little too old to be trick-or-treating? Bitch,
open the door and look at them like, it's you like, what your grown ass doing out here? Where the kid at? Where the kid at that's supposed to be with you? Your grown ass.
I've got some stories, man. I've had some fun with my day ones. You know what I'm saying? We've enjoyed ourselves on Halloween. Halloween is a beautiful time, ain't it? But I'm way past this shit now, you know what I'm saying? I might get out and buy it if need be, you know what I'm saying? Take the little ones to trick-or-treating. But other than that, man, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting over here, shit, you know what I'm saying? Slow motion. Fuck it. I let somebody else let the candy. You giving away some candy?
A little wing ding shebang. I'm going to go to kick it with my peoples, you know what I'm saying, for the evening, you know what I'm saying. They trying to chill and do their thing, you know what I'm saying. So I'll probably slide through there. But I'm not going to dress up. I mean, hey, I'm going to have on some. I'm going to be clean. But I'm going to run. Yeah,
I didn't ask you if you attended any festivities on Halloween. I said, are you giving out some candy?
I said I'm not because I was invited.
Oh, damn. Who you checking, Miss Estia? Who you checking? We live, Miss Estia. What the fuck?
Dang. No. See what I'm saying when I say what I'm saying? Dang.
Nah, shit, you lost me. You know, you going to a Halloween party, shit. Fuck. It sounds fun, you know. Shit, I don't plan for Halloween.
Are y'all parents, just make sure, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, they got a new app where you send your babies out to do their little trick-or-treating, you know what I'm saying? You can track them, you know what I'm saying, and they, you know what I'm saying, it might help y'all out for the little ghosts and goblins that y'all sending out there, because, you know what I'm saying, hey, it's live out here, that's all I can say. Hey
man,
and I wanted to talk about...
Hold up, wait a minute. Miss STL, you remember last year, I was at, I told you I seen that witch. I bullshit you not, it was a real witch.
Look at the true definition of Halloween.
Where it originated from. Now, I'm telling you, you don't remember last year when I told you I seen the motherfucking witch. And behind her looked like her flunky was behind her. You know what I'm saying? He had to be a flunky. I'm telling you, he had to be. You hear me? So.
Where was this at? This at?
Shit, I was down at the tap room. You know, so I was at the tap visiting my uncle, RIP, recipe, Curdy Kurt, you know what I'm saying, stand-up guy. But I was down there visiting him, having a drink, throwing some darts, and I was sitting outside. I think I was smoking outside, right? And motherfucker pass by, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling the lady, it was a real fucking witch. I'm telling you, don't you? Man, you don't think witches exist. Because, you know, Halloween is the only time the you know what I'm saying, those, you know, the people come out. The freaks really come out on Halloween. I'm telling you.
Oh,
no
yeah.
pun intended, because I don't want none of them motherfuckers stalking me and casting those spells on my ass.
It's something about this Halloween.
It wouldn't matter if they did. I serve a powerful
different.
God. What'd you say?
I said there's something about this Halloween that's special. It's like something that hasn't happened in the past 666 years that it happened. You know, the whole 666. So this is supposed to be a big one. So people will really probably be acting a zip damn fool out here.
Oh,
I can see it right now, pretty much.
Pay no mind. Hear no evil. See no evil. Speak no evil. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It can be one of them. My goal every day is to make it to see the next sunrise and make it through the night. That's every day. You know how it is in St. Louis and everywhere else, for that matter. Life of a young
right.
black male and just Black Lives Matter. Life of a young black woman. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into that with that incident out yonder, right? So, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. This ain't nothing new for us. It's kind of like when you know what I'm saying, in 2008 when the financial system went down, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was talking about depression and recession and all that other shit. Shit, we've been there, so this shit ain't nothing. This everyday living for us, shit. You know what I'm saying? But the motherfuckers
hey,
ain't supposed to get in that bunch
parents
of
parents
would
wrap us in a sheet and we was cut holes in the eyes. We was ghosts, you hear me?
Shit, yeah, I wasn't that kid. I was like, fuck it. If I couldn't get what the fuck I wanted, man, fuck that. I go to school without a motherfucking costume. I can count off the number of times in elementary school I went to school without a costume. You know what I'm saying? That's because my ass was bad this year, tearing up my grandmother's plants and shit, playing with G.I. Joes that I stole from my partner. You know what I'm saying? They stopped buying me toys when I was little because I used to break
your ass.
Hey, I used to break my toys 24 hours, swear to God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, I wanted to touch on that man with that, you know what I'm saying? He generally just wants to have fun with Halloween. And recently he put up a display, you know what I'm saying? It's something he said he's been doing for some years now. He said, you know, it started out real small, you know, back, you know, he had a couple tombstones, some spider webs, you know what I'm saying, some little caution tape, stuff like that. You know, but over the years, he's added things like, you know, the lighting and the talking skeletons and all that. But there's a real big outlash about this particular part of his Halloween display, which has conveys a human person being hung by a noose from a tree. And there's, you know what I'm saying, like there's this big thing, the county trying to, you know, make them take it down and stuff like that. But, I mean, hey, it's Halloween. Of course they were trying to make it as though, I understand the thought maybe behind that, but the hands of the body that's hanging up there are white hands. I wanted to know, get your opinion, how do you feel about that?
The hands are white hands. That's because they don't make
mm-hmm.
no black hands. But I wouldn't have took it as no. I mean, it's a lot of. It's certain people. Certain of, like when I say with every race, good, white, black, Chinese, Mexican, Hispanic, shall I say, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Every, you know what I'm saying? There's the good, the bad, and the ugly with all of us. You know what I'm saying? There's either one of the three. So I mean, there's those type of people that always try to cry about. You know what I'm saying? Pull the race card. You know, making a big issue out of something. Like right now, I wouldn't even consider it. No, it's not a big issue. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've seen plenty of movies where, you know, somebody was hanging in the closet or hang. You know, these horror movies always have somebody they hung themselves or the spirit hung them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I wouldn't push that as an issue. But since everybody seems to be sensitive about talking about race, which we in America have always been sensitive about talking about race, we're more comfortable now than we've ever been due to, you know, they have no choice at this point, you know. But, no, man, I wouldn't even trip off that shit, not at all. You hear me?
I mean, even the NAACP chimed in on it. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, I was like, I mean, it's just,
I mean,
feel like they... Go ahead, baby.
Some issues that you I didn't mean to cut you off. There's some issues that you know that you really don't need to address. You know what I'm saying? Now,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's issues where, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. Ask that man. You know what I'm saying? If he hasn't been putting it up for a while, yeah, it seems kind of suspect. You know what I'm saying? But, and he just chose this particular Halloween of 2015 to put it up. And like you said, this is supposed to be a powerful Halloween due to, you know what I'm saying, numbers. So,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
there could be a reason behind everything, but some things you just got to overlook, because then it kind of seems petty, because it's kind of like, you know, oh, here they go again talking about Black Lives Matter. They're talking about a fucking display at a Halloween. You know what I'm saying? It gives your enemy ammunition. You know what I'm saying? I kind of hate that NAACP did speak on it, because some things it's not worth. I mean, we've got bigger issues than a fucking Halloween display.
I concur.
If it was a black man with some chains on, like you said, white hands, but they don't make black hands. I've never seen black.
They have black dummies. He could have got dummy hands. He could have, if he was trying to be funny, he had white hands. You could paint him black or brown. If he was trying to be funny, truth be told.
We all know of some white people that are cool like that, and they will never come off to you that way. You know what I'm saying? They treat you like you're a human being. You know what I'm saying? Treat you with respect, and they do things and due to their skin. Somebody that don't know them would be like, oh my God, you're a fucking racist, and it can be the coolest white motherfucker you ever could ever meet that would give you shit off their back and like, I'm not a racist, you know what I'm saying? I didn't mean it that way. You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, you know what I'm saying? So it's a damned if you don't, damned if you do. You know, I just feel like, you know, with everything that's going on, that's not nothing to really making a strong issue out of. Like you said, it's the presentation, you know, in other words,
right.
You know what I'm saying? The presentation
right.
of it all. You know, it would make a motherfucker actually go there. Like you said, if it was a black dummy or something that he put up there, you know, or maybe a thugged out, dressed up, you know, individual with the hat.
Right.
Hanging from a noose. Then, yeah, then there's a problem, the presentation of it. So I'm with you on that. I don't think it's an issue to really, you know.
Right, I don't think it just kind of threw me out, because I mean, some people really, like, I know people that even in my neighborhood, there's people around here, they go out like they got the spiders and they bushes are done with the webs, and you know what I'm saying, they got the glowing lanterns and pumpkins, like they go out, they got the glowing tombstones in their yards. Like, it's people around here, like, they really go like all out. Some people really genuinely,
man.
This is their thing. You know what I'm saying? They get to show their ass.
Shit,
so,
I know plenty of people, you know, growing up, and my bad, in my neighborhood, you know, where I grew up, you know what I'm saying, there were people that always, man, it was, like you said, there was people, they went out just as hard for Halloween as they did for Christmas, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I remember people used to have little sound effects in their garage, little spider webs with the tombstones in the yard, come through, walk through, they got the little displays set up. Hell yeah, some people have fun with this shit. You know, as we all supposed to, that's that kid in us, because once upon a time, we were kids. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, me personally, I'm that one that if I wanted to put up a scary display, I could. You know what I'm saying? I am creative. But I'm not into that like that. You know? But I'm with, some people do go all out, so shit. So I just pray for everybody's safety, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the babies, you know, especially the babies, you know. And, hey, I look forward to it, you know. Sometimes these Halloween costumes be the reason to smile. It may be a bad day, a bad week for you, and then the babies come along, and they, you know, a little princess come along dressed up, you know what I'm saying, as such. You know what I'm saying? It put a smile
right.
on your face, a warm smile. So, you know, not taken for Halloween. I mean, shit, everybody don't represent it from them numbers. Miss STL. Shit. That's something. Hey, that's some old Vamp City type of conversation. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, wait.
Man, I'm surprised I'm in touch on that.
Hey,
oh my goodness!
Man.
Yes, it's supposed to, you know. And then, you know, hey, I just, everybody be safe. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out there acting all crazy. I mean, but hey, you can only say so much. At the end of the day, people still going to do what they want to do, and they're going to act how they want to act. So
right.
Just, you know, okay. Try to.
With that being said, you done with it, bitch?
Right. Try to come home without the handcuffs. Let's just leave it at that.
With that being said, let's get into this Beyonce featuring Andre 3000, Back to Black. And when we touch back down, you know what I'm saying, we can go a little further with this shit. Floss the Boss, where you at, killer? He late as a motherfucker, ain't he, Lou?
1001 excuses. Let's get it. I'm a big Andre 3000 fan.
Yeah, what about Beyonce? Beyonce killed that too, though. You got to give Queen B her props. You know, that's B spelled with a B.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. It was nice, you know. Yeah, I was digging it.
I wonder how Lil' Kim feels about, you know, Beyonce everybody calling Beyonce Queen B. You know what I'm saying? When the original Queen B was Lil' Kim. You know what I'm saying? Even though Beyonce spells it B-E-Y, you know, it's still kind of like, you know, name infringement. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you disappeared from the scene for too long. Somebody been untook your shit, you know? So,
and been doing bigger and better than you ever did it.
There's ways around everything, I tell you, you know? But anyway, let's keep this shit going, man. I don't know where Floss the Boss is. You know, hopefully everything all right with the kid, which I know he is. It was something I wanted to bring up. Man, crazy. Speaking of Queen B, let's shout out to the Queen B, Beyonce, who has reportedly donated $7 million to help house the homeless in her hometown city of Houston. You know, big shout out to her, giving the love back, you know. Send a couple more shots out. Shout outs to Jason Pierre-Paul, who has just been reinstated by the New York Giants, you know, to play some football again. They said he can return as early as week 10, which is next week, you know. So, you know, JPP has been away from the game ever since his accident, and we reported that his firework accident on the 4th of July that took off his index finger. But him and the Giants have agreed upon a 1-year contract, you know, for just a little more than $8 million. So big shout out to him, because JPP is a beast, you know what I'm saying? Love to watch that cat play right there. And last but not least, I know y'all heard about that Sweet Jones Pimp C Trill life story. It's now available at Barnes & Noble, so be sure you comp that, because I'm definitely got to go comp them off myself, you know what I'm saying? Pimp C the man. You know, I love Pimp C more
I didn't know they were still up and going.
Please, they always going to be up and going. They getting their money, you know what I'm saying? The more they, you know what I'm saying, we got around them contracts, meaning us black folks, where we stop getting fucked over, you know. They doing good, you know, like, you know, they like a lot of artists in the past got fucked out a lot of money, you know, signing a bad contract. But, you know, they good. Hell yeah, they still going strong. Bun B still be doing his thing. He actually should be due to drop another one, you know. So, hell yeah. So, but Pimp C, you know, they just dropped this Trill life story. I thought it was going to be a movie. I'm sure they're making a movie. It'll be soon. A biop. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, can't wait. Damn.
You need to do some ghostwriting for some of these candy corn ass cats out here, because I'm so sick of them. It's hip hop.
Who you mean?
I'm sick of that.
Who you mean? You know, Pimp C passed away. What? Seemed like about 10. It's been pushing 10 years now.
You said Bun B.
No, Pimp C. Bun B still with us. You know, no.
Right,
Pimp C been about 5 to 8 years.
Right, I said some of these, you know what I'm saying, the old school that's, you know, is still up and running. I said I wish they would write for some of these popcorn, candy cane ass people that's out here, you know what I'm saying, without it, you know, the game, it just ain't the same no more. They done killed it, murdered it.
Yeah,
D.O.A.
Not necessarily. It's still some real motherfuckers keeping the game alive. You know what I'm saying? You can always find something that's worth. If you're a 90s baby, or 80s, or 70s baby, listen to, especially 80s to 90s baby, listen to the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? There's still some cats out here, T.I. for one, you know what I'm saying? There's plenty of people out here that's still doing their thing, but as far as the old head shit, the real motherfuckers, a lot of them, they trying to keep them from eating, you know what I'm saying? They want to, you know, sabotage our race. Man, got everybody thinking tight jeans is the thing, and these niggas walking around with yeast infections and shit. Nuts can't breathe as niggas. You know what I'm saying? Sad to say, but yeah, I'm with you. But, you know, it's up to us as you know, in the positions that we're in, you and I, and those who do this, what we do, shit, to promote that music that has some substance, the shit that makes sense. Fuck that. Saying the same words over, but they still ain't said shit. Music.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to send them shouts out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We got some topics to touch over. You know. So you want to touch on some topics, or you want me to go into one?
Oh, go ahead and get it, big dog.
Oh shit! You want me to do this? I know y'all heard about the story with did you, that OSU homecoming crash, let me go into that one. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about that deadly crash that was at OSU homecoming parade this past Saturday, where Adacia Chambers busted through a police barricade and plowed into a crowd of people attending the homecoming parade, killing four people, including Nash Lucas, who was a two-year-old child, you know, the two-year-old child, the victim, and she injured, almost four dozen more, you know, and that was Saturday. But on Monday, you know, Adacia made her court appearance where she's facing four second-degree murder charges, you know what I'm saying, and also hit with $1 million bill, you know. Now, each one of those charges, the murder charges, they equal out to, you know, pretty much carry out a maximum sentence of life in prison, you know. My heart goes out to, you know what I'm saying, the family and friends and, you know, the whole OSU, you know. They try to say that she's, you know, unstable, but, I mean... They always trying to use that. I mean, that's the privilege of that white skin. You know what I'm saying? Now, had that been a black woman, they wouldn't even say shit about me. Man, it would took walking through hell on, you know what I'm saying, walking up from the start of the court all the way up to the judge's bench on some coals to get them to go ahead and try to evaluate her psychologically. You know what I'm saying? So
they're just trying to slap her with the old insanity plea?
Well, her lawyer, which happens to be a black man, I thought I put his name in here. He asked that you know what I'm saying, he claimed her to be, his client to be mentally ill, you know. But as I said before, when it comes to the protection of that skin, as you know what I'm saying, my dude put it, I can't think of Paul Mooney, you know what I'm saying, as he put it, hey, man, and motherfuckers can get away with that shit, you know. So it's unfortunate that the shit happened, you know, and it's unfortunate that there are people out here that's mentally ill, you know, to do shit of that sort, which I don't know what they were trying to prove. I really would love to know what was going through her head, what happened to the boyfriend at the OSU, have a girlfriend up there at the parade or something, you know what I'm saying? What was that about?
Right.
You know, especially to just run into a crowd of people that maybe she knew and maybe she didn't. But still, who does this shit? You know?
Right.
So, did you get a chance to read up on that story?
No, I didn't get a chance to look. My internet has been ridiculous. I ain't gonna even talk bad about Google, even though I could say some things, but I'm hold my tongue. I ain't gonna do Google like that.
When it comes to this internet, man, you gotta get the best speed they got and make that shit go by. Like these corporations got their shit. You click the button and you there. Bam. Shit.
As much money as I pay a month, it need to be like a damn lightning strike.
we get what we pay for. They always got them extra shits. But it's cool. I mean, it was on the news and shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying, I just, shit like that, it just don't make sense to me, you know, it's like,
it's crazy. I mean, I don't think, you know what I'm saying, I don't per se think that, I just think that's the first place that they want to take it. A lot of these motherfuckers, truth be told, they have all their faculties, you know what I'm saying, going into it. I don't see it as being crazy, I call it premeditation. You knew what the fuck you was going to do. You had an agenda, truth be told.
Obviously she was coherent enough when they dragged the ass out that police, out her car and detained her ass, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And also her attorney who met with her hours after the fact, he said he didn't smell any alcohol on her breath, but, you know, the cosmetology report, you know, we'll come back and it'll show if she had some drugs or something in her system. But as far as liquor, they pretty much ruled out the liquor, you know. So whatever she was going through, she was tripping, especially, I mean, it's even a white girl know not to ride, you know, hit no damn cop car, cop vehicle, a state vehicle. You don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You go around that bitch, around that some bitch. You know what I'm saying? Try to release. You don't want to get hit with that charge. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, shots, thoughts, and prayers go out to the victims of the families and friends, man. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be terrible shit. Make some never want to go to a parade again. So, and then, you know, the fucked up thing is it can happen anywhere. you know, truth be told.
That's what I was gonna say. I mean, it's getting so you can't do shit. You can barely go outside your house. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to church. You can't go to the store. They just had a shootout at a mall earlier today, and three people got wounded. But I think that was a personal thing.
What mall?
I think that was a personal
United
thing.
States?
It was yeah. It was in oh my goodness. They was just talking about it on the news. It was like breaking news.
It's cool.
It
comes to you.
It was definitely in the U.S. Yes,
that's crazy. I mean, the whole problem with the mental illness thing comes from, you know what I'm saying, people, instead of talking about people, actually having a talk, a sincere talk with that person, you know what I'm saying? Everybody goes off assumption, or, you know what I'm saying, they glad to joke, they get to looking at shit and say, oh, my life is not so bad after all. Then they want to go gossip about motherfuckers, and instead of actually addressing the problem at hand, because those who are close to us that know us, you know us, you honestly know something is not, you know, something, do you want to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Take the time to actually, you know, be family, you know, and like, you know, my favorite saying I always bring up, like, run safe, you know what I'm saying? Friends or family members, we get to choose, you know what I'm saying? So, and even like with this Facebook bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like I say all the time, man, you can put on that motherfucker that I broke my leg, you get 500 likes. You put on that motherfucker,
right.
I just saved a baby from falling out of a second story window, you know what I'm saying? You get maybe 25 likes. Now tell me how that works. You hear me? Like, damn,
drama.
Everybody
against
me or not. Right, and it does seem like when people hear about, you know what I'm saying, we all have different issues that we deal with, you know what I'm saying, when people hear about your issues, it's like they look at like, damn, my life ain't so bad after all, and then they just forget of being that friend, you know what I'm saying, that person that actually cares, that tries to, you know what I'm saying, you can't really push, you can't help anybody that don't want to be helped. But it's some people's, I feel like with a lot of shit that's going, I feel like if they family would have peeped the warning signs, they could have, you know what I'm saying, they could have intervened and stopped them from doing a mass shooting of some sort. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, we just living in a selfish time where everybody, you know what I'm saying, they competing with others, you know?
A lot of these motherfuckers that have been doing this shit, truth be told, I think they're copycatters that need attention. You know what I'm saying? They needed attention. They needed a shoulder to lean on, and they wasn't able to get that. So that made them feel like some sort of outcast. So they see these things on TV, and, oh, some people, they want attention, whether it be good or bad, and don't give a fuck how it affects the masses. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what we consider weak. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that... If my life was that bad, I'm not finna go shoot up a gang of motherfuckers. Because my life, but I wouldn't give a fuck if, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers straight disrespecting me and my place of employment, like everybody, if everybody hated P. You know, everybody hates Timer. I still would, you know, I get fired. I'm not that type. I'm telling you, I can say this for a fact. Not finna go do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? To me, some people just want to be remembered. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, in a copycat society, you know,
right.
it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like we as a whole, you know what I'm saying, need to be more united than we are. I mean, everybody's in a competition. You know what I'm saying? And that's just where it's at. Everybody's in a motherfucking competition.
Even if it's not in a positive direction.
Yeah, everybody can people one another, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say one thing, though. That is a hard-ass plea to get to ride, because you got to have all the shit to back you up for, I mean, like, going to way back to your childhood. This motherfucker been on psychiatric medications and counseling and therapy, and that's a hard plea to try to, you know, get to go over. So, yeah, fuck all that. That she had all her faculties. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe, you know, fuck all that.
I mean,
truth be told, man, I'm done.
It's all about owning it, man. Motherfuckers just is too weak to own what the fuck they do. Own your actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, owning action is hard. You know what I'm saying? But shit. You got to do it. It's to have a clear conscience, you know. Other than that, you're constantly battling with yourself, if you ask me. You know, fuck all that. So, shit, hey. So, big shout out.
Get down on your knees and pray, lady. So,
shit,
that's all I can say. Shit.
I mean, it's cool. So, shit, let's get into something else. You know what I'm saying? You want to go ahead and keep moving? You want to talk about that that once the story with the young teenager, the young lady?
Ooh, you don't want to get into a break before we do that? Because, oh my goodness.
Nah,
oh my goodness, it's so much.
Moving. We'll take a break probably within the next 8 to 10. You know, just touch on that and come back and touch on it again.
Okay, let's talk about Bitch-ass Ben Fields. The, they call them court, what do they call them? Resource officers. I know it's gone viral. It's on every station, every news station, CNN. I mean, it's international news, of course. You know what I'm saying? About this man who, he bulldozed this little girl and dragged her out of the seat out of her seat and threw her, physically threw her across the floor. If you haven't seen it, you have to see this video. It's playing everywhere. I don't know how you could have not seen it, but I think that's the best decision they could have made within 24 hours was to fire his ass, because the last thing you want is people outside protesting and doing all this other stuff in front of your school. That was quick decision making on their part, because they know that shit was gonna get ugly. And
what,
did you see the full video, Timer?
I watched enough of it. I've seen it over and over. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that's a longer version of the video. From the contact to all the way up to the point. Officer Ben Fields, Spring Valley High School. That happened Monday on the 26th. It's fucked up, you know, that, you know, it's kind of like that time with the child down there in Texas at the pool party, you know what I'm saying, that excessive forces with these babies,
right,
especially these young ladies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely, you know what I'm saying, overstepped his boundaries and what he did, because he didn't take all of that, you know what I'm saying. It's bad enough if he would have grabbed her wrist and twisted, because, you know, I'm sure all officers know how to put that little twist on the wrist. You know what I'm saying? Get your little ass
mm-hmm.
up. And, but
right.
I would prefer that tactic over the tactic of picking her, grabbing her to the point of lifting her up and the desk up and slamming her on the floor and then sliding her from up under the desk. You know what I'm saying? She could have
throwing her.
He
literally threw her. He didn't slide her. He threw her.
Yeah, he picked her up and slammed her first. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that stopped her back from hitting the ground was the back of the chair. You know, I didn't know they still sat in them desks. You know, but,
I know, right?
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? For just that point, and like you said, he threw her. I mean, all of that was just completely unnecessary. And like you said, they knew the you know what I'm saying, the sheriff knew he had to get rid of him, because it was going to get completely out of hand. And, you know, they used Ferguson as a blueprint, you know what I'm saying, just a model to what not to do, you know what I'm saying, and to not try to flex their power that much, like, fuck you, he's still here, you know what I'm saying. So,
right.
I mean, it was terrible, all of it. It was completely terrible.
The difference between him and, I feel like, Darren Wilson is he what he did was fucked up, but fortunately nobody lost a life. And actually, he actually was apologetic, where you got asshole Wilson saying, "Oh, I was just doing my," versus "I was just doing my job." You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? So at least he did have the nuts to be like, "I apologize and I'm sorry for what I did."
He has no choice, because he knew it was either that or his job. But unfortunately, that wasn't good enough. His job is the payment. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, every, you know what I'm saying, he wouldn't accept nobody doing that to his baby. Now let's put the shoe on the other foot. If that was a black man summoning a white girl, they had been protesting all at the school, all at the sheriff's department, on the have his whole house surrounded from block to block to block. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, they seeking the death penalty on his ass. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. It's bullshit. He been fired that same day. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, he got to come out and apologize for it. He had no choice because due to the times we living in, that shit was caught on camera. Then on top of it, you heard they arrested two other little girls. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure was like, fuck that. You doing too much. You know what I'm saying? You bet. You know what I'm saying? They ready
to fight. On criminal charges of disturbing the school. That's what the criminal charges so far that they've arrested them for is disturbing the school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like
they said, I was watching the news earlier on CNN, and like it was said, you know, the proper protocol was to exit all the other kids out the room, which is the proper protocol. But
right. If
that was the case, they've been saying she lying, and he probably would have took that same approach. So I'm kind of glad that the kids were in the room, because it had been her word against his. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, due to the teacher and the administrative staff, you know what I'm saying, that was there witnessing the shit, didn't nobody step in to tell him he was doing too much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They backing the officer. You know what I'm saying? So unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, how God works in, you know what I'm saying, for them, you know, God works in mysterious ways, where they backed him, and today the sheriff came out and fired his ass. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, how bad do they look? You know what I'm saying?
If you peep see, though, you know what I'm saying, none of the kids really per se seemed all that surprised. They all just kind of hung their head. I mean,
right.
Does
I mean,
this happen there often like that?
No, it's traumatizing. You know what I'm saying? When you see something like that and you already see, I mean, it's probably happened before, maybe not so extreme, but maybe there could be other incidents that occurred at this school that may come out within the coming weeks, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, but still, you know, think about being a teenager and, you know, these are real officers and shit. And then, you know, being black, shit, it's a crime being black in America. So, shit, they like, man, I'm, you know, they probably sitting there like, look, if he do ass won't like that one more time, man, I'm man, fuck that. We all rushing his ass. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, a lot of them seemed like they was, you know what I'm saying, like, whoa, like it really didn't faze them. You know what I'm saying? They watched it, but with that same token, they weren't expecting to get that extreme. You know,
right.
And then hell, you never know. We only know the police departments that serve our community. We don't know what it is like to be in any other community until we actually go there and stay for a minute to see. You know what I'm saying? So it could be just a norm how the motherfucking sheriffs act out like that out in that
and
area.
And treat them students, right. I know
right,
one
not
thing
just the students, just the black folks, period. You know,
yeah,
just living
that's
in,
true.
Just like people in the rest of America and the rest of the world didn't know how it was for us to live in St. Louis, what it was to deal with these little municipalities within the city. You know what I'm saying? It fucks me up how they always tried to talk about, like, when they was talking about the fire over at the landfill, and it's like Bridgeton, right outside of St. Louis. No, motherfucker, Bridgeton is St. Louis.
Right. It's not how
they
do. I know that shit.
And that's the same way they treated Ferguson at that point. Ferguson, right outside of St. Louis. No, Ferguson is in St. Louis. It's a municipality within, and a lot of people know that because, you know, Fusion did a little documentary on Ferguson. So, you know, they explained all that shit within the documentary, so the rest of the world know now. But at first, everybody's like, oh, my God, you know. But we don't know how it is for them up there, you know what I'm saying? The police patrol the block how they patrol the block, you know what I'm saying? Some blocks patrol harsher than others, and a lot of shit is uncalled for. And right there was completely uncalled for, truth be told.
I mean, come on, it was you're talking about a girl who's being defiant with a fucking cell phone. And they want to say, you know what I'm saying, she has accountability because she was being defiant. And, yeah, I understand she might have been being defiant, but come on, man, nobody can agree that was the proper way to handle that strand of defiance. But I know generally when it comes to stuff like that, if they're going to allow them to do that or that's part of their curriculum, they need to make it where they have women correspondence officers to intervene when it comes to females, because I used to bounce, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and that's why I was there, because they didn't want to touch the women.
Here's the deal. Of course not. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to say, oh, he grabbed me wrong. Of course. That's
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the fucked up thing about, you know, the sexist. But here's the deal. You know, learning more of the history about the little girl, you know, the teen, she just lost her mother in January, and then she was living with her grandmother, and then she just recently lost her grandmother in June. So, you know what I'm saying? She's going through some things. And within this time, she's been living in foster care. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, she wasn't going to give up her phone. You know what I'm saying? That's her outlet at that time. If there's one student in that class that should be able to look at their phone, because, you know, the school and the teachers know what's going on with the child, you know what I'm saying, it should have been her, you know what I'm saying, just to keep down the confusion. So it's just completely sickening, you know what I'm saying, in the way they decide they want to calm the situation, all because she refused to put her phone down when the teacher requested her to do so. You know, and thinking about, you know, your heart will go out to the child, because as if for she's an orphan, you know what I'm saying? Within less than 12 months, she's lost her mother as well as her grandmother, and she don't have nobody else. So, of course, she's going to have a behavior problem. She ain't got nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, to me, I feel like they was bullying her, picking on her. And they know her situation, know she's from a foster care. You know what I'm saying? She's an orphan. And I know the school knows that. The teacher knew that. They're not going to place a student of that stature in a class with a teacher without telling the teacher that. Because I know their counselor probably talked to her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and God works in mysterious ways, where we have a video to show everything that took place. You know what I'm saying? And then show, but hell, she could have passed. Shit, at that time, we all was like that. Shit, give me your phone. If we had phones then, give me your phone. You out your rep. Now, a cell phone, I mean, a beeper wasn't shit. Now, a cell phone? Back, man, if I had a cell phone instead of a beeper back then, man, kiss my ass. I ain't giving you shit. I won't look at it no more. You going to suspend me? I ain't giving you my cell phone. You can take this beeper. I ain't want to get my beeper. But, shit, cell phone different. You got pictures and internet and everything else on that motherfucker. Shit, who going to hand over their cell phone at the age of a teen? Not one.
Right.
Had it been a little white girl, they wouldn't have said shit. You would have heard, put your phone down, Becky. I said put your phone down. Then pretty soon you ain't heard shit. And Becky, you look up 15 minutes later, Becky's still at her desk fucking with her phone. I went to school with a lot of Becky, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Shut your ass.
It's the fucking truth. It's the protection of the complexion, as Paul Mooney put it. It's the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's the damn truth. Shit. Man, oh, my God. Hear me out, Miss STL. I mean, hear that. I mean, man, the child just buried her mother in January this year. Then, you know, obviously from what's been put out there, then she moved with her grandmother who passed in June. That's what it. January is the first month, June is the sixth, so that's 5 months later. Within a whole half a year, she lost two of the closest people in her life, and now she's living in an orphan. You know, she's an orphan living in foster care. You know what I'm saying? With probably some disrespectful motherfuckers, because a lot of them ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The people they need to do behavior tests on, they don't.
Right. You're absolutely
right.
I've got people
close to me where they foster mama used to abuse them. You know what I'm saying? So, I know for a fact, man, I can't imagine. My heart go out to that child. Like my people put on Facebook today, if I knew the little girl's name and could contact her and was able to get to her, I would give her a hug. You know what I'm saying? Because shit.
Right.
I mean, shit. I mean, just imagine if that was your life. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nobody yet. She ain't even 18 yet. I don't know how old the child is. Did they put an age out there? 16 years old. Just imagine if you ain't got anybody. You know, some of us hard-headed ones left home at 16. You know what I'm saying? But for those, but you still had your people, right? I mean, just think at 16, not having anybody. Just all you have is your mom and your grandma, and didn't have nobody else. That'd be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I think she got like two other siblings, if I ain't mistaken, or maybe I'm something wrong. But, you know, but still, you know what I'm saying? I can imagine. Shit. So, yeah.
I don't know if you saw the guns on this dude, but it would have been, she had every right to defend herself. People can't say when he came around her neck and his, I saw he got, dude got a little muscle to him. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was no little frail guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some man wrap his arm around my throat, I'm going into survival mode. It's either me or you. You know what I'm
saying?
Because,
you know, and that's one of those situations where you know what I'm saying, the shit's surreal. I mean, this shit really happening. This is what you tell yourself at that moment. That's like a bad dream. Motherfucker grab you like that. And you know what I'm saying? I know she probably knew he was going to grab her, but by her neck? Come on, man. He already, he could, like I said, he could have grabbed her arm. You got to leave the classroom. You know what I'm saying? We've seen how the security guards in our schools conducted themselves when they kind of grabbing folks. Now, if your ass is really into some real drama, then, yeah, they did what they had to do to get your ass down. You know what I'm saying? But if you really want
right.
nothing, you know, over a cell phone, he ain't have no right. You know what I'm saying? No right whatsoever. Shit. They lucky.
Yeah, they,
shit.
I mean,
you know
it's just a gross abuse of power. You know what I'm saying? She said he did not follow protocol. They asked him, did he properly handle this? And I'm so glad that he didn't make up a bunch of bullshit excuses for this officer. He really
how
didn't.
Could he?
And I was
it's
like,
on video.
Right.
It's on video.
I mean, because they've done it with everybody thus far. With
and they know that, and they know for
that,
the fact. They know for a fact that the shit is getting real because the shit is happening too often. You know, and then on top of it, it's bad enough how you do the young men out here, young black males, but shit, you showing no respect to the young females. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that shit is just uncalled for because that could have been anybody's babies, niece, they, you know, actual baby or whoever, cousin, you know, ain't nobody going to, especially you got a video, you got a visual of what actually went down. Shit, that wasn't no reenactment. You know what I'm saying? That was the actual deal. Shit.
Not to mention
you
the way it flipped over and damn near flipped back into the student that was behind her who was like, oh,
my
God, and you see a whole desk and a person come flying at you.
Right. Suppose, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Suppose she could have, her arm could have got caught behind her, her leg could have got bent the fuck up, I'm broken at anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was, of course he didn't follow protocol, because like you said, if anything, he should have called a female officer. And, I mean, there's always somebody that's the negotiator of the camp, whether it's the counselor or, like you said, a female officer could have came in and talked to her. Baby, come on. You know what I'm saying? Somebody could have got out the desk without the force. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Him being a male officer, I'm with you 100%. I wasn't looking at it on that angle, from that perspective. But since you mentioned it, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It should have been a female officer available if she wasn't listening to him. But he had no right, you know what I'm saying, by law, to do her like that, to even grab her like that.
Right, with that much force, when you could see, you know what I'm saying, she didn't lay hands on him. She didn't start fighting him until he reached around her. And you know, you got direct contact on this young lady's neck, like he thought he was in the UFC. That's exactly how he had her, you know what I'm saying? Like he was trying to make her go to sleep.
He was having a bad day, you know what I'm saying, and took it out on a little girl. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know what I'm saying, it serves him right. You know, unfortunately, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if the motherfucker, like I said about Darren Wilson, don't end up chief at somebody's police department. You know what I'm saying? Small town Texas, a small town somewhere. Somebody going, oh, yeah, we like the way you handled the young nigger girl. You know what I'm saying? We want you to.
No.
Shit. I mean, it makes no sense. All of it was completely unfucking called for, you know what I'm saying? And there's no justifying, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't on tape, would he had apologized? No. Regardless of what black kids, it would have took all the white kids say, oh, yeah, he was wrong. This is how he did her. It would have took a bunch gang of white kids for them to actually listen. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up, and thank God for your cell phone. But see, they finna, you know what I'm saying? They going to try to find a way to get around that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I hope they prosecute his ass. He needs some real time for that, because at the end of the day, she's still a child and he a grown ass man. You know what I'm saying?
And they definitely
so his strength outweighs
her
all day.
readjust the protocol as far as these resource officers. They definitely need to adjust the protocol because, like I said, you know what I'm saying? You need to have the females that can tend to the females and not, I mean, like you said, she a kid, he a grown-ass man. When I was doing that, the men, they couldn't pat down the women, you know what I'm saying, getting in, you know what I'm saying, to get into the club. That was left to the females to do, you know what I'm saying, as it should be when it comes to, you know, having hands-on contact the female, even in a school environment. You know what I'm saying? You need to have people in there that are able to handle and adjudicate the situation. You know what I'm saying? Oof, got me all worked up.
Man, it's 420 somewhere, man. Let's take this quick break, man. Let's get into this Jacoby scene at all. You know what I'm saying?
We done seen it all, baby.
I admit it.
Yeah, nigga really seen it all. So y'all tapping every nigga cause they wanna pick a ball. Downgrading every black person, you a whack person, wrong track person, hope you slip and fall. Buckle up, nigga, about to be a long ride. I done seen it all, we living through apartheid. Got the words for you, dirt, call my words tight. I'm the truth in the booth, call me no lie. Everybody in my corner, yeah, they all working. Keep my progress, baby, smooth, something like jerking. Society looking for my diss, and all them bitches lurking. But I'ma keep it one down, nigga, that's certain. Holy Ghost rolling off through my body. I'm beating tracks up, calling nigga Rocky. Too hot, they think a nigga Scotty. And my eye is on the dollar, nigga, fake Illuminati. Hell no, I ain't fucking up my money. Don't give a damn if you niggas really love me. Or like me, and don't entice me, and don't excite me. You niggas really weird, calling niggas subby. Good lord, yeah, these niggas on the gay shit. I done seen it all, they nails got the paint tips. And the jeans really skinny, man, I hate this. I done seen it all, man, I can't take this. One time for my people that ain't gone, dog. I'm on this earth shit, waiting on the Lord, dog. Cause all the materialistic is keeping the distance when niggas is trying to get to heaven on their own, dog. That mean the shit that you got, it ain't coming with you. You people really are delirious if they press my issue. Going stabler in the booth, special victims unit. Cause I be raping every track, I leave the scene cruising. Down right, yeah, these tall like a nigga flow. I done seen it all, these tall fucking for the dough. And RP, one time for that nigga dough. Reppin' Alabama, baby, you already know. Be hell 205 with them straight hitters. A nigga spittin' so sick, get the painkillers. Advil, Sedrin, with a night quiller. I'm getting live on this tape, no spinning rilla. Love my fans to the death, I'm a straight killer. Make these niggas feel good like Vic Mensa. Say your bars really cold, I'm out a bit chiller. I'm grinding hard for the checkers, I'm a go getter. I done seen it all, I done seen it all. Waiting for the call, trying to hit the ball with a bad bro. I done seen it all, I done seen it all. Gotta get a thick bitch and have a wagon like a dog. I done seen it all. Yeah, nigga seen it all. I done seen it all. Yeah, nigga seen it all. BBM shit, nigga. Just let me spit. I done seen it all. I done seen it all. Tryna get rich. One.
Salute to Kobe. We seen it all, Jacoby. Yeah, you are tuned in to Truth Be Told right here on Die House Radio, home of the indie artists. Shit, we winding down. About to call it a show. And this STL ain't said OT is a no-go. So, shit, I'm in the type of mood where I can do it by myself. You hear me? Real shit. So, that's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I just hope that, you know, going back to what we were talking about beforehand, before the break. Yeah, former officer, what's cat name? Lou.
Ben Fields.
Yeah. His ass, you know, it will no longer be patrolling the hallways, you know, at Spring Valley High School. So that's good to know. You know, so let's see what the FBI and the Justice Department come up with, you know what I'm saying, and see what he's eligible to, what he's eligible to receive. Hopefully,
I mean, they need to, you know what I'm saying, I don't really know even what the issue is with these two young ladies. From what I understand, they were just, you know, probably being boisterous and trying to stand up for their friend. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to bring them up on criminal charges, man. That's some sad shit. They can get on with that. They need to go ahead and just bury all that under the rug, man. Cause I'm telling you, man, it's getting too ugly. This shit is getting too ugly. It's too much, and the people are tired. They tired. We tired. It's got to stop somewhere. somewhere with someone.
Been ugly out here. So, shit, I'm going to make up my mind. Shit, I definitely had a couple more stories just to get to touch and got to talking about some other shit within it all. Yeah, but this here, shit, it can go on. So we're going to see what pops off with that, you know. And, yeah, we've been tired, you know. Shit, they say less sleeping dogs lie, you know. And, hell, waking the sleeping giant ain't a beautiful thing. But it is a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying, if you look at the flip side of it all, you know, because it's something we need to get back to us and give two shits about them, you know, and us include all nationalities, baby, because, you know, right is right, is wrong is wrong. And, you know, the people
right.
That's on the right side of it all, you know what I'm saying, it's a whole lot of nationalities when I say us, you know what I'm saying, don't think it's, you know, black power, like they say, don't mean anti-white supremacy. So, I hate, you know what I'm saying, we ain't against white folks. It's the, you know what I'm saying, it ain't just white folks shit, it's black folks that can say the same, say worse shit than a white man will ever say about somebody black. But they the mouthpiece, the house nigga.
Right.
You know, the Herman Cain's to the Ben Carson's of the world. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget who you are. Shit. Like I say, when it comes to our race, speaking to black folks, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you never turn your back on us, because they ain't gonna turn the back. They ain't gonna turn the back on them. At the end of the day,
the
only way to turn it back on them if they fucking with us.
So, I like that.
That's
how
it goes. That was
good.
Truth be told. Man, it's been one.
Hey.
So, fuck it. Floss the balls. Shit, he ain't touched down. That's what's up. Shit, we suspect he'll be back next week. You know, if not, you all already know what it is. It's me and Miss STL gonna hold it down. So, it's nothing. But, shout out to the whole Dollhouse Radio familia, to the
shout out.
Sexy boss lady. Is I want to say sexy Indy. I said sexy boss lady. Now I'm sounding like that guy. My boss lady, the sexy Indy Morel. You know what I'm saying? Salute. You know what I'm saying? And great
boss
show.
Boss lady.
Definitely.
You know, you got to shout out to everybody that tuned in. We really appreciate y'all. Y'all have no idea. We do this for y'all. Love y'all, even down to the 1%ers, we do it for y'all, so make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. We hear each and every Wednesday night, hump day, all day, baby. What you say, time of booty call hours?
Oh, man, shit, I'm sure thinking about going into booty call hours for real right now. Shit, I'm sure thinking about doing this OT by myself. Shit. You want to leave? Fuck you.
Nigga,
I stay here.
You said, Kenny Talk, experience it.
Oh, man. Shout out to Kenny Talk. You know what I'm saying? Be sure y'all check
shout
him out every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Love Guru. You know what I'm saying? The man.
Right.
So,
shout out Kenny Talk.
Yeah,
shout out all of y'all.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think what.
See y'all next week, baby.
Fuck we go out with. Man, I feel like hearing some Righteous till death. See y'all next week. Yay.
Yeah. All right. They're not ready for this shit. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Righteous, that's our name. If you don't know, that's in my
my bicep. I'm making hits. Monkey flow boy called this banana split. I put my soul in this rap. They're chilling at the back, looking at the view, and you can stare too or join in the queue and get a better view. This greatness is true. A mind of a Jew. We vacation heaven when I'm smoking with my crew. I'm hot for the hell of it. My words could keep me back a grown elephant. Better yet, I blew well without fail. They can't wait for me like a check in the mail. Yes, I'm bragging. My pants are ever sagging. Killing rappers like murder is my passion. Money the attraction. This is the distraction. Stop for protection. I'm raising answers. Shedding my
life. There's a trust you can't trust with me. There's a trust you can't trust with me.
Like they're wearing ties. Student objects, moolah, well organized. I'm a business lender here for interest. Blowing cash up first. Conditions this. Flow like a take a piss. Never reminisce or miss this. Never dying, it's petrifying. Like Lauren, my heart isn't dying. My soul strict is for the devil to be buying. Righteous is a yin yang connection. Like God and the devil holding an election. Boasting, 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 please. My mind controls everything that I see. Strive for the pretty gates, I strive for an early week. Chances I gotta take, I'll die before I have a pet.
You know, there's that trust you can't trust with me.
Nobody keeps it real, real.
First of all, it's when a pigeon falls. Misses too slow on a text, just to missing calls. Looking for Mr. Right like it's her missing dog. And how you find your Prince Charming without kissing frogs? Me, I'm too concerned.